Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you on Thursday night at 8:30. We are excited about the program tonight. As always, we look forward to coming to you live from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I am introducing Issues Concerning Business tonight. I started on last week, so I have so many things that I need to tell you, my new listeners. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. The number to call is 1-347-826-7543. If you're old, Issues Concerning Women follower, thank you, too. I love you guys. I love your questions and your promotions that you be doing and the things that you be sending me. So thank you very much. The number again is 1-347-826-7543. Or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. We're going to have an awesome program tonight, so just sit back and relax. Get your pencils and paper ready because I have some interesting conversation for you tonight. We're going to be talking about issues concerning business, how under the umbrella of issues concerning women we are moving forward. We are excited. We know that God has created this business for me, and I am glad that I am able to present it to you so that you can learn, you can input, you can question, you can give answers on this show. We are all about that. We're all about being an advocate for those women and men and families who otherwise would not normally have a voice with issues concerning women. When I started in 2007, I was just so excited to be doing something that I really wanted to do. We've been 5 years in the process and just getting it up to where we know that we're going to be 100% about the business and focusing on that. Getting emails every day from different organizations, especially nonprofits. I love you guys. I thank you for your support because I am ready to do what I need to do to keep this thing rolling. So get ready because we're going to start in just a few minutes with issues concerning women. Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. I am so excited to let you know that we are on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So continue to tune in, continue to support the broadcast. We love you guys, and we want you to know how much you mean to us. We couldn't do the show without your support. I'm excited because Issues Concerning Women is growing. Tonight I'm going to introduce the second half of the business model that we're developing for Issues Concerning Business. We're all excited about it. I have some great news. We're going to be doing Issues Concerning Business magazine. Yes, I said it. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. But, you know, it's time for it. 2012 is going to be an election year. We have elections coming up this month for local, but 2012, we're going to have to get the word out, and we're going to be doing more blogging, more informational pieces, more articles on what's going on in Hampton Roads and around the world. So we want you to join us and continue to tune in to the broadcast. We do ask that you participate with us. Normally I have a guest on. I try to, but for this week and last week I wanted to pretty much just go over everything that we were doing to catch you up to where we are, to speed, and just let you know what's going on. We were talking a lot about the economy. Every time you look what's on the news, things are going up and down, up and down. We're not sure where we're going. I'm working with the colleges to help the new graduates that some people are graduating in December, some in June 2012. But I've been doing a lot of work on that, getting my feedback as well as receiving feedback from the students at local colleges. So I'm excited about that. So I want to do more of that this year, in the coming year, because it is a political year. We know that there are going to be all kinds of opinions out there. And my stance is that I have to be neutral, that I have to listen to all parties involved. And then if I have an opinion, I definitely will give one, because I'm not shy about doing that. But I also know that we have to get the information out that's important too. Our listening audience, how are we going to get these jobs that they say are available? Or if we are still working, how are we going to stay on our jobs? And that's quite important. As a business consultant, I give these tips when I'm working with the corporations and the nonprofits and the personal one-on-ones. I tell you what I'm hearing from the students, the employer, and the employees when I'm working to better the community, when I'm doing community awareness, like, and I'm bringing in professionals and different business owners to talk about where they are and if they think things are going to change, how long do they think, because nobody knows. We don't have a crystal ball, and if we did, of course, we would have all the answers, so we would think, but we still would not, because God has his own plan for us. You know, we have our plan. Satan has his plan, but God has the master plan, and we have to just realize that. If you're not in tune with that, that's just my own personal opinion. Again, I am free about giving my opinion when it comes to matters of God and my religion and Christianity. You know, everybody has whoever they serve. That's up to you, but I know who I serve, and I'm proud to say so. Don't hold back on that, and I hope that, you know, you can understand, and I give you the option to do the same thing with whoever you serve, to know that you can't serve two masters, so you have to choose for yourself who you want to serve. So enough said about that. But tonight we're going to talk about Issues Concerning Business. Now, I sent out some questions, and, you know, I thought I would get a better response to the questions, but I did get a couple of people that wanted to know, how could they be consultants? So I can tell you how you can be. That was one of the questions. That's what they were thinking about, starting their own business, which is great because I'm an advocate for that as well. Women and men, we have to be prepared. We have to know what we want, and we have to go for what we want. We can't just sit by and think something's going to happen. We can't live like that. Change is coming about every day, so we have to be ready and prepared. If you're on a job right now, you're in the consulting business, you need to be learning as much as you can while you're still employed there. If you're thinking about starting your own consulting firm, you have to pick an arena that you're going to work in. You can't say, I'm going to be a consultant for everybody, because there are thousands and thousands of consultants. And people just each day can create their own business, which is a good thing about it. The other thing that you have to be careful about is your credentials, are they in place? Have you been doing this for a long time, or did you just wake up this morning and say, I want to be a consultant? Well, you know, you could have had that dream last night and you woke up. But now if you did do that, it is time for you to get continuing education. It's time for you to get a coach yourself, and so that you can be coached. If you're not coachable, you can't coach somebody else. So that's the key to being a consultant and a business coach. You have to be able to sit under somebody else, get the training that you need. If you need to go back to school to get certification, you need to do that. It just depends on what arena you want to use your information for. Who are you going to consult? Are you going to be reaching out to big business? Are you going to be reaching out to nonprofits, churches? Who are you going to offer your services to? The first thing, you must decide an arena that you're going to work in, and you have to be great at what you do, and you have to be better than anybody else. What I talk about is how I am different from any other consultants that I have met. I do hands-on consulting, which means I will, let's say, for example, I go into a restaurant and they need help, which is one of my clients right now. I go into the restaurant. I observe what they're doing there. I go in as a patron. I sit just in the middle of the floor, nowhere in particular. I don't want to sit in the back by the bathroom door. I don't want to sit up front where I'm noticeable. I just sit in the middle, kind of ordering me, a soft drink, coffee, or whatever. Observe what I see. How does the waitress respond to me being there, or the hostess? What are they doing as they stand at the counter? Are they talking on the phone? Are they, just ignoring the patrons? What are they doing? Are they preparing for the next client that's going to come down? Are they, if they're supposed to wipe the tables off, are they doing that? So I observe. Two, I have a meeting with the owner once we have decided that I'm going to work for him or her, and then we become partners. And what we do is I write out what you told me that you needed, and then you tell me how I can help you get to that point. Because you may be the kind of owner that doesn't think you need anything. So you may say, I'm just fine, but I'm having trouble with my staff. And I can say, well, from the first observation, I see that your hostess did not greet me when I came into the restaurant. So you have to have good customer service. One key point, because I don't want to go somewhere and spend my money, and then the person that I'm giving my money to is not cordial and polite to me. They don't have to go all overboard with me, but I love a pleasant personality, and if they're bubbly, that's good. Don't overdo it, because we do have those that are too bubbly, and we're thinking, okay, are they on, some kind of medication or what? And their eyes are bulging out their head, but they're really happy. So when we do, though, there are those kind of people in the world, so that's fine. My other observation, why I'm there, is to see what is going on behind the scenes, because I want to sit where I can look and observe and see things coming in and out in the kitchen, seeing is the owner coming out and greeting his patrons? Is he talking to his customers? Is he making sure that everybody is satisfied? When I say he, I do include the she owners as well. Are you doing what it takes to make your customer happy, that they want to come back and have that great restaurant experience with you? So are you offering them samples of the day? So it's just different things that I do, and I do that hands-on. I go into the actual building and do that. I don't just send them tools on the Internet or through, unless they're out of town, then we have to do it that way. But when we are working with a one-on-one with a business, we are hands-on. We are in there. We want to know everything that you're doing that's going to make your life easier for you, because guess what? That's why you hired me, to make your life easier, to make your business run more smoothly. You didn't just hire me because you wanted to just sit down and have somebody talk to. That's not what you need. You need somebody with an objective opinion. I don't know if a lot of people can take that criticism. I do find that it's difficult for them, but once we get past that initial shock of I really do need help, and then they're more open to help, to get the help that I'm there to provide for them. These are just a few things that I do with the businesses. Now, my business model is my own. It's issues concerning business. It is copyrighted. Please do not use it unless you become one of my employees and you work under me. Then you're able to use that. There's nothing new under the sun. I didn't create it. I just use a business model. So But please don't use it unless you actually are working for me, or because it is a tip, you can use it in your own format, but just don't copy verbatim everything that I say and then go out and try to do it, because one, it's not going to work for you because you probably don't have the same personality that I have. So you have to create what works for you. How are you going to go in as a consultant and do the things that you need to do? And also, if you're looking to be employed, you need to call me anyway. Telephone number tonight is 1-347-826-7543, because I do have openings for my business. Doesn't matter what city you're in, we can work on anywhere in the continental USA. We can go global, we can be international. We can be wherever you want to be, through the internet, through Skype, through video chatting, video articles. The magazine is coming out in the winter, so it'll be December 2011 going into January 2012. I'm very excited about it. I have a great team on board. I have contributing writers. So if you're interested in writing something for the magazine, please let me know. I will be more than happy to look at your information, because we definitely do need continuous articles as we go into the next year. So if you have an opinion about something and you want to write about it, just definitely give me a call. The number after this show is 757-567-6734. There's so much to tell you. I know I can't get it done all tonight, but I'm going to spend the next couple of segments just getting you up to par to where I am, so that you will know what I'm doing, so that I can connect with you and you can connect with me, and we can move forward from there. My next question that I did receive was, how can I be effective in my job and be more creative? You have to be a leader to do that. If you're following everybody around and you don't have any creativity of your own, you're just doing what somebody else has asked you to do. So that's not good. You need to have excellent leadership skills. Leaders and followers frequently play the same game, but you can't be a leader and expect people to follow you if you're not confident, if you're not astute, if you're not about your business, if you're wishy-washy. They're not going to follow you very long because they're going to figure you out. It's not going to take them long. Leaders are about their business. They are always honing in on their skills. I did an interview tonight at the meeting that I was in. It was an interview for somebody who's leaving their college. They're graduating, and they're going to go out there in the workforce, but they already have a job. So they're kind of feeling that they're confident, and they really don't need to sit down with somebody like me that's a business owner. Well, guess what? That's the wrong attitude to have, because nobody knows everything about everything. You need to always be looking for a job. If you have a job, you should always be looking for a job. I'm not saying wear yourself out doing that, but know what's available. Know what the pay scales are for different arenas and different areas. Know that if you live in Virginia and if you move to Arlington, let's say you live in Virginia Beach and you move to Arlington, your paycheck is going to increase. This is just common sense and knowledge, you know. So think about that. You may be in a career that you love, but you're not making the kind of money that you want to make. Then you need to be creative and figure out how you're going to get that paycheck that you want. We're talking about being effective and being more creative in your job. So how do you do that? So you look at where you are, what you're doing. You become that leader. If you're not, you study. You know your business. You know the whole business from beginning to end. When I worked at the law firm, I had to learn everything about that business. No, they didn't tell me that I had to. I knew in my heart that I had to learn from post-closing to being up front in the front office. Why? Because I did not know what my next assignment would be. And if I was not prepared, if I only knew post-closing, that's all I could apply for, because I didn't know anything else. I didn't explore any other positions where I was. I didn't think I would be leaving anytime soon, but just as long as I was there, I was going to learn as much as I can learn. You have to be effective. You have to be a leader. You cannot be a follower. If you're not in the position to lead personally, you lead in your mind, because you know when you go there, you're going to be creating something wonderful in that job atmosphere every single day. You're going to be interviewing yourself, your personal self, every single day. What can I do to make this better for me? How can I be a greater employee so that the day that I become an employer, I have all the answers that I need because I've had the skills and the skill set and the continuing education. To be a leader, you must be confident. You must be credible. You must know that you are able to get things done. Nobody has to tell you. They don't have to assign you a task. You know what you need to do. You want your employer to know that if you are still on your job and you do want to move up to VP of marketing, then you need to let them know that that's what you want to do. You also need to know how can you do that, and you need their help to do it. We love what we do at Issues Concerning Women. I am excited about Issues Concerning Business, so I've put it out there in the atmosphere. Issues Concerning Business magazine is coming in the winter of 2011. So, you know, I only got another month to go until I get everything done, and I'm so excited about that. So that should be coming out. It will be online and a print on by demand. Print by demand, of course, costs a little bit more. But for my first issue, I'm sure that all of my faithful friends will be nice and courteous and just get a copy because they love me so much. So that's what I'm banking on. And I want your feedback definitely about the magazine, how it can be better. And if you have insight, please let me know. And if you worked on a magazine before and you would like to send in some articles, you can do so by sending me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com, just like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I am going to update it this weekend. There's going to be a new blog out, hopefully by the first of next week, because as we go into the holiday season, I don't stop working. I continue right straight through because my business has to grow, and I have to continue to do that. I'm in year five. Hey, I'm at the crossroads for Issues Concerning Women. I'm excited because it's moving upward and onward and forward. I was watching TVN this morning, and I had a great revelation. I kept it on all night because this is the time of year that they have their Praise-a-thon. I don't know if any of you guys watch that. And it doesn't really matter if you're religious or not, but just watching it and watching the excitement that the people are exuding because they're talking about something that they're passionate about, that's how we should be about our businesses. If you own a business or about your career or about your relationship, you should have the same excitement just as if you were planning for a new baby or planning for a new job or planning for your new car, planning for your new house. You should always have that excitement no matter what you're doing. You have to get on that level. You have to be about the level of excellence. I am one that does not mind talking about what I want to do and where I want to go because guess what? Once I put it out into the atmosphere, then I have to do something about it. I become accountable for my dreams and my hopes. And as long as I keep them to myself and I don't talk to anybody about them, nothing's going to happen. I'm not going to do anything. Nothing's going to change. So for that person that asked the question about being creative and how to be effective, this is for you. You have to decide what do you want to do, when do you want to do it, and how are you going to do it. Do you need help doing it? If you do, you can call me. You know my email. You sent me a request. So we can talk about these things because I'm here to help you as a business consultant or spiritual on the spiritual side. Some of you may not know that I'm in the ministry, but I am. I love what I do. I am fully aware of the calling that's on my life. I don't take it for granted. I am truly, truly pleased and honored that I have the life that I have, that I have been one of the ones that has been fortunate enough to know where I belong and how I fit and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to move forward. No, I don't get everything right. I don't cross every T, I don't dot every I, but I do know what I want. I am passionate about it. Sometimes I'm no different than anybody else. I procrastinate. I'm a little bit slow getting things done because I don't think that I'm ready, but I can't hold back any longer. This is my year. This is my season. I am going forward. I am moving. I am ready. If you want to go with me, that's fine. If you don't like what I'm talking about tonight, then, of course, you know, you have options, you know. But I love you guys, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to Issues Concerning Women and Business. So I have to add those two in there. And we're talking about how you can be more creative in your business, how you can be a leader in your business, how you can move forward and become the great person that you want to be no matter whether you're in the business, career, or relationship. Because all of my tips are for every arena that you possibly can think of, it is covered. by just applying it to where you need it to go. I know that my 30 minutes is almost up, but thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I will be back next week. I just gave you a few little tidbits about what is going on. You can follow me on Facebook, Francine Humphrey, or you can go to my Issues Concerning Women's page. You can log in there and say that you like it on my Facebook. You know, I would love to do that. If you want to become my Facebook friend, that's cool too. We have the Christian Book Club on Facebook, so you might want to join that. Or we read inspirational books, and no, they're not all churchy books. We do read other material. We love to read. We love to educate. We love to empower. That's what we do. So thank you for tuning into the show tonight. I'm so excited. Anytime you tune in, keep the questions coming as I unfold the second half of Issues Concerning Women and Business. I am truly, truly blessed, and I know that I am, and I have to continue to say that. I have to plant my feet on the ground sometimes because I get carried away. I feel like I want to float away because I have all of these things inside of me that I have to get out. And I know bigger and better things are coming over the horizon. I'm ready for them. I'm prepared. I'm no longer holding back. I told y'all that at the beginning of the year in January, if you want to go back and listen to it. I'm not holding back. I know where I'm going. I know where I want to go, and I'm going to get there with God's help and with your continued help because I need you to continue to support me as I continue to support you with the information that I give out. Thank you again for tuning into the show. I will be back next Thursday at 8:30. I'm excited. Keep sending your questions in. Go to issuesconcerningwomen.com or icwdirector@gmail.com, and I will definitely put it on the air. I am also going back to live radio 6:70 a.m., and that will be next month in November. So I'm excited. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. I will be back next Thursday. Tell your friends about Issues Concerning Women in Business. We are growing. We are loving what we're doing. We're in year 5. You know, we are excited, and we know that you're going to continue to grow with us as we continue to grow, and we're ready. God bless you. Good night.